And now, the secret of how a girl detective who first appeared in 1930 still endures today.
Hello, Captain Tweedy.
How did you get in here, Miss Troop?
Oh, the Churchills are friends of mine.
How is it every time there's trouble you turn up? What do you want?
We just wondered if you'd solved the case.
The long-suffering police chief of River Heights, USA, thought he had. But once again, it was Nancy Drew who would solve the secret of the hidden staircase. And she would follow the clue in the old album, decipher the password to Larkspur Lane, and crack the mystery of the moss-covered mansion. This morning, in the latest installment of our series In Character, we're hot on the trail of Nancy Drew.
I'm pretty sure I started at the beginning, The Secret of the Old Clock.
That's the first of dozens of Nancy Drew mysteries. And crime writer Laura Lippman's love of the girl sleuth put her on the path to creating her own best-selling series featuring gal detective Tess Monahan. Tess is a lot tougher, but she inherited Nancy Drew's need to find out.
One of the nice things about the Nancy Drew books is that it validates curiosity as a virtue, which was not always the message in a lot of things that little girls were told.
Look, whoever's been getting into this house hasn't been coming through the doors or windows. So it must be through this basement. How, I don't know. And that's why somebody has to be here.
Why can't that somebody be somebody else?
She does do things she's not supposed to do. For instance, her father is very often saying, Nancy, this has nothing to do with you. You can just stop now. And then, of course, at least in the movies, she stands with her fingers crossed behind her back. So
I'd forgotten that. Well, you know, her father does encourage her to be adult-like and to use her mind. You know, it's interesting if you go back and look at children's literature, how many of the really popular books are designed so that parent figures are off stage. So Nancy begins without a mother at all, just this kindly housekeeper. She's really a free agent, and she's very much an autonomous person at the age of 16. And when you're a little girl of 10 or 11, that's just thrilling.
It's a secret door. That's what it is.
Look, there's no mortar in that crack. I think we're getting hot.
This is it, all right. The dust has been tracked away. Come on, start pushing.
I don't think there is a casual reader of Nancy Drew. There may be casual readers of Proust, but not of Nancy Drew.
Humorist Fran Lebowitz remembers she was obsessed with Nancy Drew and the entire cast of characters. Ned Nickerson, the sometimes useful kind of boyfriend, Hannah the housekeeper, father, Carson Drew, and Nancy's adoring girlfriends, Bess and George.
When I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, I had an operation on my eyes, and my eyes were blindfolded for 2 weeks, which compelled my mother to sit by my bedside and read me Nancy Drew books all day long, because I couldn't read myself. So even blindness did not stop me.
The appeal?
She was a fantasy figure for girls, you know, because she had this independent life, which to me at that age primarily meant being a detective. But being a detective seemed to me like an excellent job. It still seems like a pretty good job. And I still would like to have a roadster, a blue roadster. I still have not acquired one.
That blue roadster, think about how liberating it was 8 decades ago. A girl in possession of her own car, the wind in her hair. Nancy Drew drove it everywhere, often recklessly, so focused was she on the mystery at hand. Here in The Secret of the Old Clock.
The blue convertible sped along the country road. Nancy smiled grimly. I'm afraid I'm exceeding the speed limit, she thought, but I almost wish a trooper would stop me. Then I could tell him what happened to the poor Turner sisters.
Over the years, Nancy Drew has shown up on TV, in the movies, comic books, and most recently, video games. Her roadster has been updated to a hybrid. Gone are the cloche hats and gloves from the 30s. But young readers like fifth grader Michaela Brown do appreciate the classic touches in Nancy's always adorable outfits.
In the newer books, she kind of wears more modern clothes, but she always has like a hint of vintage. There are pictures, of course, in the comic books, you know, because it's a comic book. And she was wearing this headband that was, you could totally tell that it was the 50s. You know, she always has like a hint of something else, which is kind of cool.
I don't know if she really ever carried a magnifying glass, but that was the idea.
Yeah.
You know, does she have ways of carrying things that only a detective would have on them?
In the newer book, she has a Swiss Army knife. And then she also has a keychain with a flashlight. I don't think anybody really carries around a Swiss Army knife.
Another fifth grader, Zoe Dutton, remembers how she was introduced to Nancy Drew. It was a hot day in the summer before she started second grade, and her mother handed Zoe a childhood favorite of her own, the Bungalow Mystery.
Did you ever, maybe even when you were, you know, younger, actually try and solve a mystery?
No.
Kind of hard to come by.
Yeah. I mean, she's constantly stumbling on, like, smugglers and criminals and forgeries, and it's slightly unrealistic. But, I mean, only Nancy Drew can do this, because she can sniff out a mystery like a bloodhound.
In fact, neither Zoe Dutton nor Michaela Brown want to be Nancy Drew. They'd rather have her as a friend. Partly, says Zoe, because she's a little too perfect, which can be a little boring.
Her car is always fixed perfect. She's always nice to everybody. She's even polite to the criminals after she catches them and knocks them out. I mean, it's slightly ridiculous, but it's nice if you're her friend.
That empty shell I found yesterday was 4 1/4 belt lengths from the window where Phillips was discovered. If he had committed suicide, the shell would have fallen beside him. That proves he was shot from across the room.
As to why I love Nancy Drew, here's a clue. From one of the old movies called Nancy Drew Reporter. Nancy is figuring out how she and Ned can sneak into a house that's a crime scene.
Well, what if you can get in? It's still illegal.
Not for a reporter. A reporter has the right to do things an ordinary person shouldn't.
Ah, foolish.
Now go ahead and do just exactly as I told you.
So there. Curiosity, a fascination with assembling clues or facts into a story, even a certain recklessness. For me, those qualities add up to what it takes to be a reporter. I didn't know that when I was 9 years old. I never imagined I would become a journalist. I only knew that the moment I finished one Nancy Drew mystery, I couldn't wait to plunge into another. To see the original girl sleuth in her many incarnations, visit npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro.